Let's check in with our guy, Mike Kliss, who's on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Mike, in my estimation, and I don't think I'm being overly dramatic or exaggerating, but I just think it's another not a good day for the Denver Broncos. On the heels of the Vikings acquiring a second first-round pick, they're going to try to move up. We could see quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3, 4. And I just don't know what the heck's going on. Mike, help me out.
Yeah, maybe the Vikings are going to, for one of the top three. You know, that maybe they can, I saw one scenario where they went to the Patriots at number three and the Patriots trade back. I'm not sure if that's the case or not, but maybe they got enough ammunition to go all the way up to get to number three. I would think, when you stop and think about this, are the Vikings going to trade two first-round draft picks to get the fourth-best quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, or are they going to trade two first-round draft picks to get one of the top three? Which, you know, you can argue and debate, and scouts too, about who the best prospect is from the top three. So, you know, if they get the top three, maybe J.J. McCarthy's still there for Sean Payton and the Broncos to move up somewhere. We'll have to see. My guess is Sean Payton likes more than just J.J. McCarthy. I think he's looked at that this quarterback draft class. I'm not sure who he likes, but I think he's probably got more than one quarterback that he thinks can be a good NFL starter. So we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a lot of talk and speculation here till April 24th, but it's going to be fascinating. But yeah, everyone took note that the Vikings definitely with that 23rd pick with Houston, that they're going to package them and move up. The question is it for one of the top three or is it for the fourth? And I would think if you're going to move up that much, you would want to get at least one of the top three, not the fourth.
Mike, do the Denver Broncos truly have a plan at that position in the draft? And also, with the quarterback market kind of getting out of hand, do you think that the Denver Broncos felt like they were going to be able to get one of these quarterbacks for cheaper, and that's one of the reasons why they did not jump the gun on getting someone like Sam Darnold?
Yeah, I think Sam Darnold, it was definitely a case. I see where Jimmy G just went to the Rams.
Yeah.
Yep.
And cross him off the list. You know, I think they liked one or two more, but they had a price. And they decided not to go there. I still think there's a chance that they wind up with a quarterback to compete with Jimmy G. I'm not sure who that would be now. I'm going to have to look at the list. But there's still a chance. But there's no doubt about it, they're focusing on the draft with the quarterback. You know, it's I guess the one thing here where they've come down is everyone else that's available, including Sam Darnold, who seemed to be the guy they had the most interest in. Sean Payton likes Jarrett Stidham enough to where, you know, Stidham was going to have the edge in the competition going into the offseason. And Sean Payton, I know this is a lot of this is Stidham good enough? And I think the bottom line is Sean Payton likes Jarrett Stidham better than most people do. You know, better than most people evaluating him in the media, people that saw him, you know, maybe some fans in Broncos country. Sean Payton thinks there's something there. Basically, the quarterbacks that are available this year, the Broncos look at it that they already got that quarterback last year. Than Jarrett Stidham. And so it's Stidham, and it's going to be whoever they draft in this in the first round, or I would think the first round now, but that's pretty much where they're sitting right now.
Mike, do you think, and I want to circle back to the Stidham conversation here shortly, but do you think the Broncos, when they discuss this, that they could be forcing the quarterback issue that we're talking about? You just referenced it. Like, well, I think Sean may like more than one quarterback, and maybe you're right. But if we get into a situation here in Denver where Sean Payton is drafting a quarterback at 12 or moving up, and it's not his favorite choice, and it's his second or it's third, and it's a fourth or fifth quarterback off the board, I just wonder if they say, hold on a second. We're not going to have an arranged marriage. All these quarterbacks going ahead of our pick at 12 is just pushing down a great football player. Do you think they could pivot and say, you want to know what? Maybe we misread the market. They'll never tell us that, but we're just going to pick the best tight end, or we're just going to pick the best tackle, or fill in the blank.
Yeah, I think there's a possibility of that. I think there's a possibility of, I still think what you're talking about, a force, let's say at 12 and they're unable to move up. I can see where they, and the quarterback that they really are hoping for isn't there. I can see them trading back and trying to get that second round pick and trading back in the first round, not leaving the first round, but trading back in the first round and taking a quarterback, you know, trading back and take a Bo Nix, for instance. And then maybe picking up a second round pick and going from there, because there is a lot of holes. I do think it's a good chance, just like that odds maker put out, 1-to-1 chance on Stidham being this guy. You know, last year, from what I understand, Sean Payton really liked Aiden O'Connell. Aiden O'Connell was, you know, projected as a fifth round. He wound up going in the fourth round. It could be that Sean Payton is sitting on a guy he just absolutely loves. Let's say, was it Minton from Tennessee? And he's waiting for him in the third round. And he likes him better than Penix, and he likes him better than McCarthy, and he likes him better than Bo Nix. You know, I can see something like that developing. I just think there's a lot of possibilities there. I do know, obviously, you got to figure out this quarterback situation. Right now it's Stidham but it is interesting to me that they're not panicking. They are not forcing this, and you know, they didn't give up a second round pick, to make a trade for one of these guys, or, you know, they didn't pay $12 million to Sam Darnold. So they're not panicking about that. And I find that interesting that they're not forcing it. They're kind of playing this like they have, almost like they have a legitimate number one quarterback, and they, you know, it doesn't really matter who their number two quarterback is. That's how they're playing it. And so,
scary.
Yeah.
It's scary. I mean, Mike.
It is a little bit.
Let's just say that's true. Let's just say that's true. The guy that they're talking about has won one game in the NFL. That's one more game than you or I. And what you're saying could be grounded in reality. I'm not saying it's not. It's scary. The guy's played four total games ever. Like, it's scary. So
yeah, I know. And that the other side of that is, you know, let's say, and I've used this, let's say J.J. McCarthy is their guy. You think Patrick Mahomes is going to lose any sleep if the Broncos draft J.J. McCarthy? I mean, the point is, the best of the best. They're even saying he's got a chance to be the best of all time, Patrick Mahomes. He's getting close. He's in this division, and Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert are also in this division. I mean, it is daunting. It's daunting, guys. I agree with you. It's it's tough to see the light right now as we're sitting here in 2024. But you know, maybe they understand the plan, and it's and really with the fact that they took that $53 million right on the dead cap from Russ, mm-hmm. that they are kind of set up for 2025, 2026. And maybe that is the best way to go about it. They should have done some rebuilding a few years ago. They're doing it now. It's going to take patience. It's going to take some suffering, I think, for Broncos country.
Which is all we've been doing.
Maybe it's the best way. Maybe it is the best way to do it, go about it.
Yeah. I hope you're right. I don't have anything else to cling to. I hope you have a great weekend. And when we talk next week, maybe something will have shifted and we'll be feeling a little bit more optimistic. But in the meantime, have a great weekend. And we'll do this again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. There he goes.